Welcome to Top Tech and Game Deals Black Friday Edition with Chase Bunker.
Welcome back to the Black Friday special. If you missed any part of the special, you can listen to it online on the station's website. Now that we've broken down a bunch of deals and video games, now it's time to shift gears and talk tech. And to help us when it comes to finding the best deals in tech, Karis Brown, the managing editor of ClarkDeals.com, joins us. Karis, thanks a lot for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me.
No problem. It's always great to speak with you during the Black Friday special. First off, what deals immediately just caught your eye?
Oh my gosh, it's been crazy all month. And you know, there's been a lot of stores that have had phase sales and preview sales. And so we had a sneak peek of JCPenney and gosh, was it Kohl's? And then Belk. I mean, there's just so many stores that did preview sales. So some of the ones that I'm seeing now that are coming back into full swing for Black Friday and the weekend are going to be like cotton sheet sets for $30, all sizes. One deal that really caught my attention earlier in the month from Amazon was $18 Blink mini cameras, which are great. They just are a good little security feature in your house. We actually use them to monitor our dogs. But yeah, there's been so many. For example, ladders at Home Depot. Home Depot said, we'll have Black Friday all month. But of course, they're having those bigger deals over the weekend. So, but ladder for $60, normally $130. There's a lot to choose from.
Oh, yeah, exactly. We were talking off the air, and I just didn't realize that Walmart essentially has like a trilogy happening. Like they had something earlier this month, and then they have the event on, you know, Thanksgiving weekend, and then their third event is on Cyber Monday. And it's like, I didn't realize this had to be a trilogy.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And Walmart's really paying special attention to the Walmart Plus subscribers, giving them early access. So, for example, earlier in the month, we saw a 50-inch 4K TV for $128. And so those deals are just insane. I mean, you know, you have to be ready right when they start. And we always let our subscribers know at ClarkDeals.com to be ready and give notices and all of that so that you can know when the best sales are happening and when to grab them.
I could definitely attest to that because last year, I don't know if I said this last year, I was doing a whole bunch of research on, like, you know, what are the best game deals, because I scour the internet, and there was like a weird, like, brief, like 20 minute period that Amazon had this one game that's typically like $60 down to $20, and I'm like, this has to be a price glitch. And so I just texted my wife, hey, maybe get this for Christmas. Like, nope, getting this for me now, taking advantage of it. So yes, it's great. Definitely something you have to definitely take advantage of. I want to talk about Walmart Plus real quick. Based on how much they really promote it, would you recommend, if you don't have it, would you recommend somebody getting Walmart Plus?
Well, Walmart Plus is a really great benefit if you're an avid Walmart shopper and you're always, you know, going to Walmart for essentials, you know, because there's all those add-ins as well. Like there's extra savings on gas, there's extra where they have gas stations, there's extra savings on like streaming services as well. So like, I believe Paramount Plus is part of the deal that they have. So it's a really great bundled savings if you use Walmart a lot, but if not, you know, maybe another membership would be better, like Costco or Sam's Club, some of those warehouse stores.
When it comes to shopping online, what should you look for in a deal to just kind of make sure that it's not a scam? Because I know sometimes you're going to see these deals like, okay, this is too good to be true.
Right. That's a great question, especially because if you're on Facebook and you're scrolling and you see all those ads, like, is it legit or is it not? And so my sense of like, let me be skeptical is really high with Facebook ads, because there's anybody can, you know, just put an ad on Facebook and try to sell stuff. So you want to look for, I think, a social media presence and see what the comments are for that store or brand. And, you know, you want to see that there's positive reviews. There's a lot of likes. And so also any misspellings on the website, on the About Us page or anything like that, you want to look for the security symbol to pop up on the website as well to make sure that they're using a secure site to shop. A lot of it, you know, you can also look on Better Business Bureau or, you know, some of those other websites to just ensure. But a lot of times you may just want to stick to retailers that you're familiar with, Amazon, Home Depot, see if they have a retail location. There's a lot of scam stores out there, and you definitely want to be careful.
I remember you were telling me there was something that, like, when you see reviews, that some of them might not be legit. What was that thing called again? And describe a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So, Honestly, I think fake spot no longer exists, which is really sad. If you look at the reviews, you can kind of tell, oh, this isn't really a legit thing, because the way that they're writing the review, like you can kind of read into it, read between the lines, and say, this is saying things that people just don't say. So, anyways, but say if you're shopping on Amazon, you're like, are these reviews fake? A lot of times they do boost the products with fake reviews. So when I'm shopping for something, I'm like, well, let me see if there's a lot of reviews. It's harder for them to generate like hundreds of thousands of fake reviews, but really look at the reviews and see what they're saying. And if they are saying things that people just don't say, then likely there's probably something with fake reviews with that. So.
There's been a lot of deals on TVs. What should you look for when finding the best deal on a TV?
That's a great question. So, our founder Clark is not brand loyal for TVs, but I know a lot of people are because of their experiences with TVs. So, I'm going to defer to Consumer Reports on that. So, as far as best brands that Consumer Reports and their studies find are the best, LG, Sony, and Samsung are in the top three. LG takes the cake because of reliability and owner satisfaction. And so, if you're thinking about a huge purchase, like a really big TV or, an appliance, Consumer Reports subscription may be a good idea just to do some research on those bigger purchases. But yeah, those are their top three in terms of TVs.
Based on your personal opinion, do you prefer giant screen, but not a lot of features, not a lot of the smart TV functions, or a smaller screen, like maybe a 65 inch, but it has all the apps and the bells and whistles and all that?
Oh my goodness. I mean, it's totally preference. I'm not like a huge TV person, to be honest, but if I'm thinking about my husband, he would be like, yes, bigger TV. Thank you. So I'm going to go with his judgment on that.
When is it okay to buy something refurbished?
It can depend a lot on the brand. I think we might have talked about this last time, but I had been buying refurbished phones, iPhones mostly, because they tend to just kind of hold their functionality. And so it totally depends on the brand though, because some of them just kind of fizzle out. Chromebooks are a competing option that we often tell people about because the price points are so great. They're typically under $200, but you really don't want to do a refurbished Chromebook because once they get to a certain point, they're not getting updated anymore. And so at that point, it doesn't really make sense because you just have it for such a short period of time. So it definitely depends on the item, the brand. But eBay has some great items. If you're looking for smartphones, you can go to eBay and just make sure the seller has really good feedback and return policy, or you can go to Amazon Renewed. They really have a great, renewed refurbished program, and they back all of their products with a guarantee.
Karis Brown, the managing editor of ClarkDeals.com, joins us. What tech products would you say it's just best to buy new? Don't buy this refurbished at all.
Oh gosh. Well, I mean, Chromebooks, like I said, I mean, it really depends on the seller that you're buying from in terms of do they have a satisfaction guarantee behind their product in case anything goes wrong. But other than that, I mean, like I said before, like smartphones are something that I think in terms of, something you could buy refurbished, they're probably fine, but just make sure that the seller has really good reviews and return policy.
I want to shift gears and talk about smart thermostats because I just remembered, I know this was years ago, that Clark mentioned one of the best ways to help save money on your energy bill was to get a smart thermostat, and that way you can adjust it while you're on the fly. So if you're on a long trip, you can make sure it's set it at 78 or 80 or whichever, and then on your way back, then you can like make the adjustment. What are some key features that you like when you look at smart thermostats?
Yeah, th smart thermostats are really great in terms of energy savings, and that's something we're all thinking about, especially as it's getting colder outside. Maybe not so much in Florida where you are, but
What's
definitely in the
cold?
northern part, yeah, of the US. I mean, any smart thermostat is really going to be great about kind of monitoring, it kind of can sense when you're in the house or not in the house, and then it'll make adjustments for you. Consumer Reports really rates the Ecobee smart thermostat, the premium one, very highly. It's at the top of its favorites list. And so that one is great. And people love it because of the built-in Alexa, the remote sensors for even room temperatures. And so, we use a Nest. It's really simple, but I really love it because I know it's saving us money and we can set a schedule for it. And so, it really just depends on your budget. The Ecobee one's kind of pricier on the pricier side. We see more deals, like $67 for the Nest. So it depends on your budget, what you're looking for, what's important to you. But overall, they're really great money-saving tools.
All right, before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot here. Is there an item that you didn't think that you need, but then once you got it, you go, "Oh wow, I'm surprised like how much I actually really like this."
Oh gosh. That is a tough question. I actually bought a new iPhone for the first time in like 10 years a couple months ago, and I'm like, this was a good decision because mine was so bad. It was like trying to catch up to the things I needed it for. And so yeah, I'd say the iPhone, but we've seen some really, the best deals I think are surprises, just like you surprised me. We'll see things that pop up all the time, and it's hard to get those deal busters, like the doorbuster deals that you see. But I think the best deals are just surprises. Like we saw a really cute little like Christmas Stanley, I don't even know what to call it, like it's a little Stanley cup topper.
Oh,
And it's like
okay.
$6. It's so cute. So we see like surprises like that. So that's what makes my job really fun and our team. So definitely check us out if you want to see what's on, it's on sale. That's a surprise today. But yeah, I think the best deals are surprises. So
All right. She is Karis Brown, the managing editor over at clarkdeals.com. Go to clarkdeals.com for all the information when it comes to deals. Karis, thanks so much for coming on.
thank you so much for having me.
Again, that's Karis Brown from clarkdeals.com. Always great talking with her. Looking at TV deals over at Best Buy, there's a 70-inch Insignia LED 4K Smart Fire TV for about $300. Normally it's $500. A 98-inch TCL Q55K 4K Smart TV. Normally that's $2,500. It's $999. And there's a 55-inch TCL F35 Series 4K TV for $169 instead of $329. If you're looking for wireless headphones, Apple is selling Apple AirPods 4 for a nice $69, a savings of $60. If they run out, Target and Best Buy have the same headphones, but it's $10 more. Target also has a number of laptops on sale up to 50% off, including several HP Essential laptops that are normally $1,200 and $1,300 for $579 and $689. Target also has a Lenovo IdeaPad for about $300 instead of $600. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, we'll wrap things up here on Top Tech and Game Deals Black Friday edition after this.